And you're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, also streaming online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, and welcome to Class Eclectic here on Public Radio 90. And I'm in the studio with three special guests today from the Tamama Dance Company with their upcoming collection. That's the name of their upcoming performances June 4th through the 8th in the Panowski Black Box Theater on the campus of Northern Michigan University. Why don't we go down the line and introduce the three members that are in the studio this morning. Tara, we'll start with you.
Good morning. I am Tara Middleton.
And hi, next, Maggie Barch.
And I'm Marissa Markwitson.
And we have all three of you in here today to talk about Collection, which is happening June 4th, starting on the evening of Tuesday, June 4th. Who would like to begin by maybe describing a little bit about what this collection is?
Well, I'll start. So it's a collection of movement, basically, movement that we've created and we're presenting just for the audience to take in and to study and experience and enjoy, hopefully.
Yeah.
But yeah, we think of it as a collection of movement.
Right, right. And you all have been involved in other performances as well, and sometimes those have been involved with larger ensembles on the stage, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And this time around, it's a little bit of a different scenario, different situation?
It is. It's just the three of us, and which actually probably works out well because we're in the intimate Black Box Theater, which we're really excited to be in that space and work in it and work around it and kind of base our movement and just everything in regards to the seating and people's viewing of, you know, where their seats are, because it's going to be a small capacity of seats compared to Forrest Roberts Theater or Kauffman
right.
Auditorium or something like that. So it's just a very intimate place where, you know, we're very close to the audience. The audience is very close to us. Maybe they'll feel a breeze as we run past,
sure.
Or squeaks on the floor with our feet or something like that. Just little details that make it more of an experience than just watching something. We can go places and watch something on a movie screen or TV or something in the comfort of our home, but when we are on stage in Forrest Roberts or in the Black Box, it's just a different intake of experience.
Right, and you said this time around is a little more of an intimate opportunity for people to take in this collection of movement. And I think you also said beforehand that there's going to be something that the three of you built as a part of this?
Yes. So we put together an installation that is the entire length and height of the stage.
Wow.
Which is interactive, so we will be utilizing it as part of the performance. And it's been a really fun process, you know, kind of thinking about it and how to use it. And then once we installed it, you know, that's when the creation really happens, because you can't really come up with movement with something unless that something is right there.
Right.
So that's been really fun for us to do.
Yeah, you have that brain space thinking, okay, this is what I could possibly do. But then once you
right.
can physically get a hold of it, and then especially with dance, then you can really get the creative juices going. That's really cool. So since this is also in the Black Box Theater and the capacity is smaller, there's more than one opportunity to take on this the viewing of the collection, right?
Yeah, so there's five shows, five nights. It starts Tuesday and runs through Saturday, Tuesday, June 4th. And then on opening night that Tuesday, there will also be a reception following the performance where there'll be food and drink and you'll get to talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just kind of a little celebratory get together afterwards.
Yeah, a little meet and greet. And speaking of the length of time for this, how long has the process for Collection, in terms of maybe the initial gestation, thinking, okay, we're going to do our next project, how long do you think that took to get to this point? Was it weeks, months? How long has this been in production, would you say?
Probably a year.
Yeah, I think we were approached with this opportunity almost a year ago, maybe
mm-hmm.
just under a year, and then you know, we really started working on it this fall. But the thing is that we've been working together now for 3-4 years. So everything that we're doing is created specifically for this show, but because we've been working together so long, sometimes there are things, I guess you could say, in our vocabulary that sort of come up again and again. So,
sure.
You know, in some ways, it's been an ongoing project for 4 years, but the heart of it has been really we started creating, I guess, this fall. So,
yeah. Most creative endeavors, everyone's got their tool bag or their collection of tricks, like you said, vocabulary, and that comes into play whether or not it's part of one project or another. So that's cool to hear that that's not only been in production since, you know, about a year ago, but you've all been part of this project for a long time as well. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder, we're speaking with the Tamama Dance Company about Collection, which will be on the Panowski Black Box Theater stage starting Tuesday evening, June 4th, I should say, June 4th to June 8th, 7:30 p.m., and that will also have an opening night meet and greet with food and drink as well, all at the Panowski Black Box Theater. How could people either get tickets for this or get involved with what's happening with the Tamama Dance Company?
Tickets are available now online at nmu.universitytickets.com, and that's the Northern Michigan University online ticket outlet. And then any ticket outlet on NMU's campus will also have tickets for the show, and it is general admission, so there are no reserved seating, and so tickets will be available at the door as well.
Excellent, excellent. And do you all have also like social media for people to get involved with too?
Yeah, we're on Instagram and Facebook, and then we also have a website, tamamadance.com. So yeah, you could follow us on Instagram. We're trying to get our followers up.
Oh yeah, yep.
And yeah, on Facebook also. So we post little updates here and there of our rehearsal process and different little shots of things that happen.
Mm-hmm. Little snippets, yeah.
Also, there's a pretty cool time-lapse video that Marissa created of us building our installation set. So if you're interested in wondering what that is or what that might mean, that's you can find it through our Facebook page. And is that on Instagram, too?
Yeah, okay. It is also on Instagram.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun to see.
Nice. Yeah, one of those things that you get to see the behind the scenes. And sometimes people will only get to see the finished product. So it's nice to see all the work that goes into making something like that, along with all the work that it takes to put on the dance side of things, too. So it's been great talking with all three of you this morning. Again, members of the Tamama Dance Company and their collection, which will be, again, June 4th to 8th. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? I don't want to wrap things up if there's anything else here.
No, we hope you come out to see it. Yeah. We're excited to present it to Marquette. It's something special, we think, so...
Yeah, get your tickets. Yeah. Come see the show.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you to all three of you this morning.
Thank you.
And we'll get going with music of Clara Schumann this morning on Class Eclectic.